Today, we are going to talk about our rights to educate our children here in this great state of Texas. And I have with me TJ Smith, an attorney with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Celebrate the victory. Rejoice in what the Lord has done. Celebrate the victory. The enemy's on the run. Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord for the victory. Celebrate the victory.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast. And I'm Sharon Sarles. Today we are going to talk about our rights to educate our children here in this great state of Texas. And I have with me TJ Smith, an attorney with the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Good morning, Mr. Schmidt.
Morning, Sharon. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And we do have some rights here in Texas. We'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about how to help children who are struggling. And so if you have friends who are considering homeschooling or who have children who have special needs and they may be considering homeschooling, you want to call them. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have some local doctors who are going to address some very hot topics. You're going to want to put this broadcast on your calendar and maybe even have a party and gather around the radio set. I'm not kidding. In the next weeks. But anyway, today, homeschooling, Mr. Schmidt. So, Homeschool Legal Defense Fund, I think that our association think that many of us know you as the lawyers for the homeschoolers, but tell us in a real way what you do.
Well, Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which began a little over 25 years ago, really is has been through that time the only national organization advocating on behalf of homeschoolers. You're certainly right. We do represent and defend many homeschooling families in court. We also assist them in understanding what their legal requirements are in their particular state to teach their children at home, providing them with information and resources. We're involved in lobbying both on a state and a national level, any legislation dealing with home education, and research on homeschooling, and even assisting internationally groups and even countries who are interested in beginning maybe legalizing homeschooling in their country.
Well, so you do a whole lot. So you defend us and you advance our rights.
Yeah, basically anything to do with homeschooling, we're going to have some involvement in, just simply to advocate on behalf of homeschooling. Many of the attorneys working at the Homeschool Legal Defense Association and most of the other employees either were taught at home or are homeschooling their own children. So it's something that we're very interested in ourselves as well.
Well, yes, and that's such an encouragement, I think, to some of the rest of us to know that you know what we're up against. And so many of us, when we begin to think about this, we are worried what the authorities are going to say. We worry that we will face opposition. Some of us have faced some opposition. So tell us, if you can, briefly, what are our rights here in the state of Texas?
Well, in Texas, you've got a great status of the law. Now, it wasn't always that great. Back in 1985, the Texas Education Agency basically announced that it was illegal to homeschool, and over 80 families were criminally prosecuted for truancy. And so during that time, HSLDA and several other homeschool organizations and attorneys joined together and filed a class action lawsuit. And that case ended up being a victory for homeschooling. That was in Lever versus Arlington Independent School District. And the court there in Texas ruled that homeschooling can legally operate as a private school and that the Texas Constitution only authorized the legislature to establish and maintain public education, not private or parochial education. So homeschooling is legal in Texas. It's operating basically as a private school, and as long as they're conducted in a bona fide manner, you know, using certain written curriculum that the parent chooses, they're not restricted. And as long as they're just covering the required subjects, there's no additional requirements that the state can place on homeschoolers.
Okay, so in Texas, our rights are based in the decision, which we call LEAPER. And so it says we have to teach in a bona fide manner, which means we actually have to be homeschooling and not just saying we are. And we have to use a written curriculum. In a case where you have, say, an educator who might write a curriculum, would that count?
Oh, sure. I mean, basically, it just simply means that there's a planned educational program for the child that, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be solely written. I mean, many curriculum educational choices that parents make are often verbal. You know, they will provide verbal instruction to their child. And so there's just a lot of freedom. The decision in LEAPER just simply explained that the parent needs to have kind of a bona fide program where they're providing regular instruction to their child. And backing up a little bit, LEAPER is not the, you know, where your rights spring from. I think, you know, we would all recognize that, you know, parents' fundamental right to direct their children's education really has been a founding principle, fundamental right here in our country since its founding. But LEAPER simply acknowledged that and certainly established that in Texas after the unjust prosecution by the Texas Education Agency.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that clarity. And many of us, of course, think that we were given a responsibility to educate our children. In Deuteronomy, it says, teach your children. And it says, when you're sitting and lying and walking in and out, and that sounds to me like that's a full-time responsibility.
Well, I think absolutely many parents do, you know, believe that one of their main reasons that they're teaching their children at home is because they want to provide religious or moral instruction. And I think there are many homeschooling parents who, you know, reference that scripture or others for their reason, or maybe of a different faith, or even those parents who have no particular religious faith but believe that it is their fundamental right to direct their children's education, and they want to take that primary responsibility on for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, originally I had understood that it was a fundamental right in the United States that we may educate our children privately.
Yeah, it is. There have been a number of Supreme Court decisions across this nation. One of the most notable decisions was Pierce versus Society of Sisters, which in the early 20s, the state of Oregon attempted to restrict private education, and the U.S. Supreme Court held very clearly that the state cannot mandate state curriculum or state standards for private education, that parents do have a fundamental right to direct their children's upbringing, including their education. Mm-hmm. While there has never been a Supreme Court decision solely on home education, the court has ruled over the years acknowledging that a parent's fundamental right includes the directing of their child's education.
Okay. And so back to curriculum, it does not mean that we must buy a set of textbooks necessarily. It just must mean that we have a written down and clear plan. And, of course, many parents do buy curriculum, but if they were to innovate part of that, that's accepted.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, absolutely. Many parents do use textbooks, for instance, for a particular grade level. Other parents will use more of a flexible approach. All of those methods and options are permitted under Texas, you know, under the LEAPER decision, under Texas law. Private education cannot be restricted or regulated in that manner by the Texas Education Agency. Many parents will even use even more flexible option where, you know, they have an overall plan, and that plan is to encourage the educational development of their children. And while they don't necessarily have a day-by-day plan or schedule for education, their overall goal is to look for every educational opportunity and to encourage their child in their ongoing learning process. So oftentimes that means we'll use the child's curiosity to encourage their educational growth. For instance, if a child says, you know, they see a bee flying by and they ask their parent, well, you know, what ask them is starting about a bee, they'll use that opportunity to kind of jump off and do greater investigation on bees and even greater the greater insect body.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what we as educators call emergent curriculum, which happens to be the latest fashion.
Sure, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, and Leeper said that we had to include reading, writing, spelling, arithmetic, and citizenship. Is that right?
Yeah, basically just the general subjects that would typically be provided in a public school environment. Again, those are, by the Leeper decision, were specifically listed out as kind of the foundational subjects that home education or any other private education would be providing. And most private schools and home schools are certainly providing that and much more.
Mm-hmm. And are there any restrictions on parents whose children have special needs of any kind?
No, not in Texas. Most states do not have a restriction. I mean, if you think about it, a child who has maybe a special educational need or is really struggling in a particular area, home education often is a perfect fit because home education is a individualized program that the parent can adapt and work to meet that child's needs. It's not a, while parents can certainly get a complete out-of-the-box curriculum or textbook program, they have the freedom and ability to adapt that. And Texas does not restrict children with special needs from being homeschooled. And, you have the complete freedom to teach a child who may be struggling in a particular area.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, homeschooling has good results. We see they outperform their peers.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the research over the years has really clearly demonstrated that homeschoolers, on average, perform between 25 to 30 percentile points above their public school counterparts. Even children with special education needs tend to outperform, their public school counterparts. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, again, you're dealing often with one-on-one individualized instruction where the parent is able to adapt and provide an educational program. It also, for children who perhaps are advancing at a little quicker pace, mm-hmm. that they don't have to waste time waiting for the rest of the class to catch up, and they're able to progress at their own speed and ability.
Mm-hmm. Right, and HSLDA has some services, and we'll also come back and talk more about what services there might be in public schools. And I want to get for sure to the story about the homeschooler that founded HSLDA and his experience. Right now we want to take a break and thank some of our sponsors. First off, I want to thank an anonymous donor who believes in healing and ask that the Lord bless you and flow out ever more powerfully in your prayers for others. And also, I want to thank a new partner today, Mike at Two Day Auto Body down on Airport. This is, in fact, where I trade. Someone has hit my car before, and friends in the business told me to go down and see Mike at Two Day, and I was glad I did. He fixed my car upright. He did it in an honest manner, and I found out that he cares about kids, too, so thank him for sponsoring this broadcast when you take your car down to Mike at Two Day Auto Body, 1143 Airport. And we're here on The Word, Teaching and Talk, 98.5, 99.3, and KLGO.net.
Educators, reduce conflict on your staff, clear up business problems, and motivate your staff. Sharon Sarles will show you how. Yes, and recognized clock hours are available for early childhood and private school educators in Texas. For more information, go to www.orgstrat.net. That's orgstrat.net. Training educators since 1990 and consulting since 1998.
Please consider sponsoring the Great Shalom broadcast. For details, please contact Sharon Sarles at info@greatshalom.org. You will be blessed as you invest in children and youth. That's info@greatshalom.org. Thank you.
Oh, death has been defeated and life has been released. No longer are God's people walking in defeat. We're rejoicing in the Lord.
This is the Great Shalom Broadcast, and today I have T.J. Schmidt from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Welcome back. We were talking about how wonderful homeschooling can be for a child who may be struggling or may be ahead of the curve, somehow not the average student, which the public school, of course, has to pitch to. And I'm just waiting for the wonderful story about the founders of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, their experience with homeschooling. And I understand that at least one of them had a child who was struggling.
Yeah, absolutely, Sharon. The two attorneys who really originally began HSLDA about 25 years ago, Mike Ferris and then Mike Smith, both were attorneys. Mike Ferris was in Washington State, and Mike Smith was in California. And Mike Smith's story is that he and his wife actually decided to begin homeschooling their son because he was struggling in the public school system. He really wasn't happy there, was having some problems and difficulties that the parents really didn't feel that the school district was able or even willing to meet. And so that was really the beginning of their decision to teach their children at home, pulling their son out and homeschooling him, providing just exactly what he needed based on their valuation of him. And through that, Mike Smith came to know many homeschooling families in the community and across the state, across the country, many of whom were getting contacts from their local school districts. At that time, homeschooling was only legal in about five or six states. And so many parents who made the decision to homeschool their children were being pulled into court. Some were even being arrested, fined, just simply because they wanted to provide an education to their children.
My goodness. It's a controversial thing, and it still seems to be.
Well, certainly homeschooling has changed a lot in the past 25 years, and it's now legal in all 50 states. And as I explained, Texas has got a great protection in the Leaper decision and other provisions in the Texas Constitution, but we still do get contacts. Just this fall, local school district told a mom that she had no say in her son's education, and basically when she decided to withdraw her son from the public school, she was notified that that the homeschooling would be the one, that the superintendent would be the one to decide whether she could homeschool her son, and that he wouldn't approve her until she met with the superintendent. And so we were able to contact the school on this mother's behalf, explained to them what Texas law allowed, and they were able to get the school district to leave the mom alone. In another family, again, just a couple months ago, they pulled their grandson out of the public school system to begin homeschooling him, and then they were slapped with truancy charges for failing to send their child to school. And in that case, when we contacted the judge, it was actually Justice of the Peace, we explained to him again what Texas law allows, what was required, and provided that the parents had withdrawn the child from the public school system. And in the end, the Justice of the Peace ended up thanking the attorney who was assisting the family, because he said if they had not provided him with this information, the family certainly would have been in a lot more trouble.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us also about the services that HSLDA has concerning special needs.
Well, certainly a lot of the things that HSLDA does is provide information and resources, assistance in a couple of different areas other than just generally on homeschooling. And one of those is in the area of special educational needs or struggling learning needs. Oftentimes, a child who has an area which they struggle, parents just need a little bit more advice or information how they can meet that child's needs. And at HSLDA, we do have a number of special needs coordinators. We have three now who provide consultation, advice, information, both over the phone or via email, There's a bunch of resources and information just right on our website that's available to, you know, to anyone, members and non-members. Our website, again, is just www.hslda.org. And under the Struggling Learning section, we just have just a bunch of information, resources to parents. We even provide, if there's a need for, say, a one-on-one consultation with the parent and the child with a special education educator or evaluator within their state, we do have a list of individuals all across the country where that parent can privately get some assistance. Now, in Texas, because you operate as a private school state, homeschoolers are classified as a private school, you do have some right to receive special education services through the local school district. But many parents decide that when they want to teach their children at home, they want to meet those needs privately as well. And so the service with HSLDA is really providing them with the resources and information for them to be able to do that.
Well, great. There's so much more to talk about, but our time always slips away, so we'll have to have you back. But people can go to www.greatshalom.org and click through now to HSLDA, and also their phone number is posted there, which is 540-338-5600. And so let's pray, as we like to do at the end of the broadcast. If you'll pray with me. Lord God, Father, first of all, we pray for those in authority, whether judges, legislators, or those in the executive branch, that they may see your authority, align themselves with it, and so find blessing and bless our children. We ask that you bless Mr. Schmidt and his associates at HSLDA as they serve you and give of their time to us. And Lord, we ask that you bless parents making tough decisions about their children's education, and give all of us a resolve to teach as you would have us to teach godly principles, to teach to high standards, and to envision high success for all our children, even in the face of contrary evidence. And in the name of Jesus, I release blessing on parents listening, that they may find the resources they need, that they find the encouragement that they need, that they find the partnership that they need. And most of all, we thank you for the great blessing that you have given us in Jesus the Christ. Amen. And our free offer for this month is 31 Confessions Over Your Children, free for the asking. Just email me at info@greatshalom.org. And write us in any case, remembering that there is a reward for those who invest in God's work and that it is proportional. You may be familiar with Luke, the 6th chapter, the 38th verse that says, "Give and it shall be given to you." And later, that in the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And what this means is that if you invest more, you are rewarded more. If you keep investing, you keep being rewarded. And God's promises are sure. So write me. Do what you can. If all you can do is write me, then do that. But if you can, tuck in a little something for the expenses of getting this word out. And you can write me at P.O. Box 971, Austin, Texas, 78630. That's P.O. Box 971, Austin, 78630. It's important that anyone can hear us now on the World Wide Web at www.klgo.net. There are audio copies of the broadcasts at www.greatshalom.org. And I understand podcasting is up. So write me, write your testimonies, write your requests. But you may write your comments and questions right on the website, because we have blog capability and would be happy to hear from you. Mr. Schmidt, have you got any last words?
Well, I think really the word that I would share is that while homeschooling may not be for everyone, everyone can homeschool if they're interested in their child's education, and I think that they'll look back over that decision and really be thankful that they took the time to invest in their child's education, and they'll be able to see the results and the fruit of that.
There's a good reward for investing in children, that is for sure. And this is Sharon Sarles at the Great Shalom Broadcast, bringing hope and health and healing to children and young people everywhere. Here on The Word 99.3, 98.5 in Austin, and www.klgo.net.
Celebrate the
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.
I want to get into your hands my book, Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Yes, it was written for homeschooling parents, but really it is written for all parents because all parents are responsible for their children's education. And that doesn't mean just reading, writing, and arithmetic, which is what our public schools were originally intended to teach, but we are responsible for teaching our whole child. And this book will help you address all of the needs of your children. It will help you make decisions about special needs. It will help you make decisions about which curriculum. It's an overall soup to nuts book. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. Come to the website www.greatshalom.org, greatshalom.org. Get this book. Let me say here just real quick that I do have now a whole process, a good protocol to go through to be sure that you can address your children's problem. 12 episodes with lots of bonuses at greatshalom.org. Just look for the menu that says shop. Also have a book called Learn at Home for Great Shalom. It's soup to nuts to figure out what your specific child needs and what method to deliver, what content. It's mostly about your child's needs and the methods, and you should go through all of that before you choose a curriculum. Don't just go replicate public or Christian school. Do not do that. Do not just go and get the curriculum that worked for somebody else. Find out what your child needs and what delivery method works for them, and then you can go shopping. Learn at Home for Great Shalom. You can go to the website and click through, or you can go directly to, I think it's at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And you can get it either in electronic or paperback format. They'll print it and send it to you.